Hey guys, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And this is actually a super cool item because I love pocket knives. I have a bunch of them around the house, and I think everyone should have a really, really nice pocket knife or couple around the house to open your packages and things like that. You know, you just never know when a knife is going to come in handy. And this is actually the perfect size and a perfect knife to have around the house because this is a perfect size to actually carry with you as well. This is a carbon fiber CRKT. Now, this is one of the best knife makers in the world. They make awesome, awesome knives. CRKT, I cannot remember what that stands for, but they've been around forever, and they always make the coolest knives, and this is no different. This is a carbon fiber CRKT pocket knife. It has a skeletonized handle, so basically that means there's little holes and notches cut out of the handle, so it makes it really nice to grip. It's just a really cool look, and it also gives it some appeal and everything like that, but it is closed just a little over 4 inches long, so it's really nice to carry in a pocket. And then extended all the way out, it's a little over 7 inches long. And this does have a black blade. It's really cool looking. It's a blacked out blade. It is a straight blade, so it doesn't have any serration to it at all. It is very sharp, so please be careful if you do get this. But this is cool because a long time ago, I went to a knife in that's called assisted opening, and it is a way to open a knife one-handed but not do it as like a switchblade or whatever, because those are illegal. But assisted opening knives are not illegal, and it's pretty cool because it actually just uses the force of you pushing down on this little flipper to actually, you know, flip the knife out. So it's a really, really cool mechanism. And once you go to assisted opening, you will never go back. Now, some of them do have a little spring mechanism in them to kind of help open them up. This one does not actually feel like it has a spring mechanism. Like I've got one here next to me that has a spring mechanism. It automatically, once it gets to a certain spot of opening it, it flips it out the rest of the way. So it's kind of similar to a switchblade, but they get around that because it's not a switchblade. But this one is actually a flipper mechanism. So this actually has a little flipper that sticks out the top back of the knife. So up toward where the blade locks in at the top of the handle, there is a little flipper that you take. And as you're holding into your hand, you're going to put your index finger on that. I guess you maybe could do a thumb, but it's more comfortable with an index finger. I think that's what it's made for. And you're just going to pull straight down on that flipper. And it just flips out the knife and locks the blade in place. It's that easy. So it's really cool because if you have your hands full, one of your hands full, you can easily grab this knife and just flip it out. And it flips out without any problem. And you can do it one-handed. So it's a very cool thing. Now, this also has a different option or different feature that I have actually never seen before in a knife, but it actually really is cool and it really works well. A lot of knives do either have a thumb screw that you grab your thumb and flip out, or if you want to manually pull the knife out, a lot of pocket knives out there have a fingernail groove. You get your fingernail in and, you know, pull it out that way. This actually has a groove cut into all the way through. Now, I'm not talking about a fingernail groove where it's just a little bit, like there's a little slit cut in the blade, but it doesn't actually go all the way through. I'm talking about this does go all the way through. You can actually feel your finger. If you put it on one side, you can feel it from the other side. So it is a really cool notch that's cut out of the blade. And all you have to do is just grab that notch with your thumb and index finger and just pull straight out, and it actually unfolds the knife blade out of it. So it is a really, really nice way to open it manually if you don't want to use the flipper that kind of automatically opens it. So yeah, it's really neat. I've never seen that before. This has got some really nice design to it. It's on the handle, it's smooth in one place, but then on the other place, it's got that skeletonized, you know, where it goes through. Now this does have a clip attached to the back of it. It is a clip that you could carry this in like a boot or in a pocket and clip it onto your pocket, that kind of thing. Now, you can remove the clip if you wish. And if you want me to remove it for you before I ship it to you, I can. You just need to let me know. I actually always remove all the clips off my knives because I'm not going to carry it in a boot and I'm not going to carry it clipped to my topple out my pocket edge or whatever. If I carry a knife, I just put it in my pocket. So that's completely up to you. When you do carry it with the clip, it's called tip up. So the bottom of the handle actually is up and then the top of the handle would go down inside your boot or down inside your pocket. So the way you clip it, it actually puts the top of the handle upside down in wherever you're clipping it to. Now, if you use this as a right-handed person, the clip is on the back. So it is kind of designed for a right-handed user. But if you could still do it left-handed. I'm holding it in my left hand right now. And the clip is actually on the front. But I can still pull the down with my index finger on my left hand and flip it out. So even though it says it's kind of right-hand design, you can really use it left-handed. It's not one or the other. Now, of course, if you were going to use a left-handed, you could take off the clip or we could take it off for you, and that might make it a little more comfortable to hold. That way the clip is not digging into your, palm of your hand or whatever. So, just let us know if you want us to remove that. It does take a very, very small screwdriver to remove that clip. So some people might not have the screwdrivers to be able to remove that. So if you want me to, just let me know and I will do it for you, no problem. And then I'll put the clip and everything inside the box with it so you can have it if you ever wanted to attach it in the future or attach it back in the future. Guys, not much more else to say about this really. Now, let me tell you about how this locks. It's called a liner lock. And the way the liner lock works is the part of the knife where the blade comes out of. It's the handle, but the side of the handle where the blade pops out, there is a little locking mechanism there. And when the blade gets all the way extended, this little locking mechanism slides over in place and keeps the blade from being able to be folded back down into the handle until you press down on that liner lock. So the way I best describe to do it is grab it in whatever hand you're going to use it. Now, if you are using this in your left hand, you are going to have to press from the back towards you from the liner lock. Okay, so just know the liner lock is going to not be going down away from you. It's going to be pulling back towards you. But if you're a right-handed user and you're holding this in your right hand, you take your thumb, if you're holding the handle, if you grab your thumb and slide it over to that little ledge or edge where the blade comes out of the handle, there is a little piece of metal that is sticking out just a little bit further than the actual handle. So I take the right edge of my thumb, the right edge of the pad of my thumb, and I put my right edge of my thumb right on top of that liner lock and just press down. And when you press down, that little piece of metal is going to slide out of the way of the blade. Then while you're pressing it down, take your left hand, take the blade, be careful, don't stab yourself, take the blade in your left hand and slowly pull it down. And as you're pulling it down, pull your thumb out of the way. We don't want any chopped off thumbs. And when you do that, the blade will easily just go slide and lock back down into the handle. Okay, so that is what a liner lock is. When it's extended, a piece of metal slides over in place underneath the blade, keeps the blade from folding back down into the handle. So what you have to do is press that liner lock out of the way. It's just kind of like a spring-loaded liner lock. Press that out of the way, but I press it down or away from me. That's what you need to do. So if you're holding this in your right hand, you're going to press down with your thumb on that liner lock. or maybe down and away, depending on how you're holding it. And then you'll feel the liner lock move out of, it'll move, it'll slide over, and then you can take the blade with your left hand and then just gently fold the blade back down in the handle. Of course, pull your thumb out of the way and then fold it down in the handle till it locks. And that is how a liner lock works. It might take you a couple times to get used to it, but once you get used to it, it's no problem whatsoever. Just as long as you get your thumb on the actual little piece of metal, the liner lock spring-loaded piece. And it is up toward the top of the handle. So when you go to look for that liner lock, it's going to be about a half inch from the top of the handle where the blade comes out of the handle. You're going to feel the handle start to curve in just a little bit for about an inch. That is where you place your thumb on the outer edge of that, not the actual handle itself, but on the outer edge. But that is where you can feel where it kind of curves in a little bit. That's where you need to put your thumb. That is where the liner lock is. And you just push down and then fold the blade back down into the handle. So it's pretty easy once you get used to it. It might take you a couple times to get used to it, but you'll get the hang of it. All right, guys. So that is about it for this. Not much more I can say. It's an awesome knife. It's an awesome looking knife. Black carbon fiber. It's got some red highlights on it, so it really looks sharp. It really pops. It's got the about a 3.5-inch blade. It's got a little over four-inch long handle, so totally extended. It's a little over 7 inches long. Very nice, comfortable, very light, easy to put in your pocket, carry with you, and it'd be great to open up all your Hardwell Company packages. So these are brand new in the box, and if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.